Commissioners Court, our first meeting of the month, October 13th, 2015. It's 9 a.m. and we're going to begin to join the annual Baptist prayer and pledge allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for the new fall cool weather. We just praise your name, give you the glory, and thank you for being here amongst us. Guide this meeting, Lord, that we might make decisions that are appropriate for this county and for the folks that live here. Grant us wisdom. We just ask your blessing upon the elected officials and all the employees of the county. Equip us, Lord, with the skills and the tools to do our job as it needs to be done. We ask now that you would preside over this. We ask for your protection of all of our servicemen and women. We just ask for your blessings upon the people of this county. Strengthen our economy that all may have jobs. Pray for our law enforcement and for their safety, and we just thank you for the commitment that our first responders have. We give you the praise once again in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comments, requests for information on non-agenda items in accordance with Section 561.142 of the Texas Open Meetings Act. Is anyone signed up to speak? Would anyone like to speak at this time? I'll move on to item number 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm going to ask for approval as a group and present a specific discussion on any one of these things for 7 minutes. Please let me briefly review what these are. First one is from September 21. This was one of our hearing nights. The 24th was another hearing night. And the 28th was regular commissioner court meeting.
Judge, I make a motion to approve all four.
I have a motion from Commissioner Hinton for the approval of all four of these sets of minutes to include the September 21 public hearing, September 24 special meeting, September 24 public hearing, and September 28 special meeting. All those in favor, say aye. Thank you. That was seconded by Commissioner Parker. All right, item number 6, consider possibly approved the hiring of Mr. Ron Medlin with BiCobra to administer Cobra participants related to our vision insurance. And would anyone like to introduce Ron? We're going to start off just ask Ron to introduce himself. Steve, how about you? That'd be great. All right, welcome, Steve.
Hi. Good morning. Ron does his, what he does is do Cobra administration. Right now, UHC or UMR is doing your Cobra administration for your medical and all your other coverage with accepted vision insurance. Okay? And in order to pull that responsibility off your staff, we brought Ron to hear about what he does. We're using him in our office to manage all of our Cobra administration. So he does a good job, very comfortable with the services, and wanted to think about pulling that responsibility off of you. Ron would be the one who would recommend. So Ron,
and Steve, would you briefly just refresh everybody and our newspaper, what is Cobra, how does it affect the county, how does it affect employees that leave the county?
Okay, well, you have responsibilities of Cobra Act, and Ron probably would do a better job of that than I would, but you do have a responsibility to offer coverage to employees that are terminated or leave, to be able to continue that coverage for a period of time. And the period of time depends on their circumstances. But you do have a responsibility there. The employees are responsible for paying their own premium. You don't have to pay that hourly, but you, as a county or as an employer, you have to offer to allow them to stay on the coverage. And they have to be in the election within 60 days, 61 days, in order to stay on the it is a bit of an administrative headache, you know, to try to keep up with that, because it's a certain notification has to be sent in a timely manner, and they'll do that, and you want to provide coverage for somebody that you can attend to, or, you know, so, anyway. But Ron, if you can all of those.
I will, Commissioner Bedlin, thanks for coming up here today.
Thank you. COBRA is a federal law required to provide additional insurance coverage for anybody that is terminated or retires. It starts at 20 employees, not 20 covered employees, 20 employees. If you have benefits for those employees, health, dental, vision, FSA, HRA, and those type of things, then you have to offer coverage under federal law. Federal law says that you are responsible, the employer is responsible for COBRA. What we do is take COBRA administration away from the employer and do the background part of it. That means when somebody's hired in, we send them a general notice letter, required letter. That goes out to the employee, and if he has any dependents covered under the same plan, it goes out to and dependents or Mr. and Mrs., whatever. That can be a spouse. Domestic, domestic is now involved in there, that's up to you. Children, foster children, anything like that. Anybody that's going to be covered, the letter has to go. It has to be mailed first class so that it goes to the home. You can't just pass it out. If the employee is covered and his spouse is covered, you give it to him, it goes in the trash and she never sees it. It gives her her future rights. When someone terminates, then the reverse is true. Then you have to mail a letter to the employee and any covered dependents and give them their current rights, the rights, what their benefits are, that they are going on, are available for COBRA, how long they have to enroll in COBRA, when it starts, anything about Obamacare that has come up, anything of that nature, it's all in that letter. I do have in this book copies of the letter for you. Now, once that goes out, then the employee has 60 days from the date of the letter or the date of termination, whichever is later, to enroll in COBRA. They then go back to the loss of coverage date. So if they terminated today, state law says they cannot be terminated off your benefit plan until the end of the month. The COBRA letter could go out tomorrow, but there are 60 days that doesn't start until the first of the month. Then they have 60 days to elect. They can elect any time during that 60-day period. Once that 60-day period is over, we have to notify them that they are no longer eligible. If they elect COBRA, anybody can pay for it. We have lawyers, we have family members, we have hospitals, we have clinics. Anybody can pay the premium for a person on COBRA. I'll give you an example of that.
If that ended out of their coverage was October 31st, and they had 60 days, and they didn't tell us until December 15th, is it retroactive back?
It is retroactive back to the loss of coverage date.
Yes.
5 years ago, we had a hospital call us and say, is this guy still eligible for COBRA? We said, yes. They sent us a check for $700. He had a heart attack, open heart surgery, and everything else. The hospital paid $700. 2 weeks later, he died. They collected $170,000 from the insurance company, paying $700. So you get a lot of that. A lot of hospitals do payments on this type of thing. So you have to be very strict in what you do. You can't set a precedent with one employee that you don't want to do the same thing for other employees. Now, if you have an agreement with somebody, if they terminate and you give them severance pay, you can pay for the premium for them for a couple of months. But there are 18 months that they get for being on COBRA starts now. And In addition to that, in the state of Texas, it says you must give them an additional 6 months on health only. Health only, dental and vision don't count in Texas. So somebody could actually be on COBRA 24 months. If you get a divorce, your spouse or any dependent children turning age 26 can stay on COBRA 36 months plus an additional 6 months for health. So they can get 42 months. We see a lot of that in retirement. The guy retires at age 65, his wife is 63, she stays on COBRA for a couple of years, then goes on Medicare, they're off and running. So you see a lot of that. But you have to be very careful with COBRA. If you were to go to court on COBRA federal court, you're out $100,000 immediately. If you lose, you're also out the attorney fees for the person that is suing you and your attorney fees also. The IRS is a preemptive auditor for COBRA. In other words, they would send the county a statement saying we're coming in to audit, and they're going to tell you in that letter what they want to audit, what factors they want, what pages they want, this. The DOL audits, Department of Labor audits on claims only. Somebody complains, they send you a letter saying we're coming in, this person is complaining, we want this information. Any letter that we send out, a COBRA administrator or you, if you're doing it yourself, send out, you have to keep an exact copy. Our system keeps an exact copy. Now, in the state of Texas, we have a 2-year limitation. The IRS follows that. But the IRS has one other thing. They can go back till when you became eligible for COBRA. 20 employees. So there's some differences there. Usually they don't. If they find something wrong on an audit, they then will go back. And that's what COBRA is. So what we do is we send out the letters. We keep an exact copy in their system. We keep up with everybody that's in the system that has what any benefit. In this case, we're talking about vision. We're doing the vision part of it. But we keep up with all those people that are on vision. And then we send them out a general notice to give them their future rights. And we get calls just like everybody else. So, did I get terminated? When did I get this COBRA? No, it says future rights in the first line. When we send out the COBRA letter, then we take all the phone calls. We tell all of our clients, don't answer a question on COBRA. Because that can be held against you in federal court. Whatever you said, if it's wrong, it can be held against you, and they believe the complainee and not you. So that's what COBRA is. Are there any questions, anything I didn't answer? Anything you know?
You'll handle this for us for our vision insurance. We've got coverage by UMR for our health insurance, which is what I consider to be really important one. Not that vision is not important, but vision is a benefit that is paid. Is it paid 100% by the employee?
Yes.
So it's a little bit different animal, but I can appreciate the administrative responsibilities that we got here. What is your fee to do something like this for Titus County?
We work with CAPS. CAPS asked us to do some things for us. Our minimum is $50 a month. That's all we're going to charge on.
$50 a month, okay.
If, as I told them, if something comes up in the future and you want to handle more, I could get in Christian price and handling additional stuff.
Okay. Is that paid monthly, quarterly?
Monthly, we bill you at the end of the month.
All right. Talk if this falls on your department, are you in favor of this? I've had some discussions with Christy, and I know all the things that she's responsible for.
Yeah.
This is one of those little details that doesn't get a whole lot of normal attention on this kind of thing.
We don't have a human resources department. And we're handling payroll, we're doing, but some of these things, if they fall through the cracks and we don't get the letter sent to somebody, it can cost you a whole lot more than $50 for you through, so.
This just covers vision?
This just covers vision. UMR handles dental and medical already in the equipment we have.
Our only responsibility then is to let you know when an employee leaves or is terminated.
That's it. And once a year, when you change rates on your renewal date, get the new rates or the new provider, we send out open enrollment letter and don't charge you anything for that.
Any questions? I believe that this will be a good service for us due to the fact that Christie specifically doesn't deal a lot with Cobra. It's, again, it's just one of these small details that has some important ramifications if it's done wrong, if it's done right on a regular basis. Mr. Medlin obviously used to handling this and the details that are required there. I like the idea of unwillingness. Motion by Commissioner Kent, second by Commissioner Riddle to approve. Thank you, Mr. Medlin. We appreciate it. Look forward to dealing with this on you. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you for taking it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me ask you what you think on item 11.
Do you want to see here, don't you get that?
Yeah.
Have you addressed that? Steve, you got a second to jump down there to item 11?
Sure.
You can put a little bit of additional input. Let's jump on down to item number 11. That's considered possibly approved the enrollment of Patricia Johnson on the county adult insurance. Patty is the widow of Cleve Johnson, and we would like, because we want to comply with the law for many reasons, but we also want to provide this coverage to her if she's entitled to it. And Steve, what can you tell us about this particular situation? You told me, but what can you tell us about
it? It was something that really took us by surprise, too, for a public entity that have an employee that is dies and is blind duty. The dependents have a right to continue to stay along.
Specifically law enforcement, when you say the line of duty, you said something to me in this situation.
No, I have to look at that. What is a strict law enforcement?
I think it's strictly a law enforcement situation.
It's a state law that, generally, that rule doesn't come into play, but we weren't aware of it. Unfortunately, we haven't had anybody, probably Cleve, die in the line of duty. So when he died last August, we just terminated her coverage under the COVID rules, just like we would have anybody else. And then she became aware later on of this state law that, I don't know how long ago it was passed, several years ago, that says if a law enforcement person is killed in the line of duty, that their family has the right to stay on the insurance. Specifically for law enforcement people. So when she brought that to our attention, we had to go around and rattle a little bit of UMR because they were saying, well, that's not the law. I said, well, it's the law specifically for law enforcement. So I don't think we have any options about what to do here. We have to offer her the insurance. If she gets to keep it at the same rate she was paying before for the dependent coverage, she doesn't have to pay COBRA rates, anything like that. I think the dependent coverage is 280. So she gets to stay on there at 280 a month. Now, I'm thinking if we change dependent coverage rates, she'll have to adjust to those rates, but she's not, she doesn't have to use COBRA rates, which are a lot higher than that. She gets to stay on as if Cleve was still alive and she's still in insurance.
Well, I know she does, so I'm just with the here that.
Well, I don't have any problems. I just called and talked to you about it. And I just want y'all here when we discuss this and stuff to make sure we're okay with everything.
Yeah, that's our understanding. We don't have a choice, really.
It is a state law, so.
Patty's relatively young, and this could go on for, for several years.
Excuse me, Judge. On the motion of hiring the COBRA participant related, we have a motion and a second, but we didn't, y'all did not vote.
I thought we had a five, that came off a little bit early when it didn't accept the approval of the vote.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and make that official. Let's jump back there to hiring Ron Medlin with COBRA. We had a motion and a second. All those in favor of the approval of hiring Ron Medlin to handle our COBRA related positions, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number seven, this is a repeat item, considered possibly approved, power wash, repair, caulk, and paint of fascia and railings at the Rapid Building by Richard Jones Construction at a cost of $2,700. We did table that. I was thinking that we had decided not to do that, but Carol reminded me that we had tabled that item. So any new thoughts?
Give them my thoughts. I think we can get that done a lot cheaper, possibly quicker. It's not an urgent matter at all, in my opinion. The weather needs to hang up with that, chicken. We put off, and I don't know if we're taking a bid or not, but I'm probably guessing that it would come under the remodel that building. The same time, I mean, if we got any time, we will have to do it now.
Okay, if I don't have a motion, this will die for lack of a motion. If anybody wants to talk about it, consider it, put it up for a motion, feel free to do so. Otherwise, I'm going to pass and continue on.
Judy, like your comments on it?
I have really concentrated on the outside of it. I've been paying more attention to inside, so I haven't really looked at the outside.
Judge, we can use Christmas to do that for her. Someone should be with me and jump exactly what we need done.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was implied. This is from my priority. I don't have a big problem. I think we just got a nice fresh inside. I think that was a suggestion that came up. But this is something that could be done at a later time, and there's nothing
to use the contract. Yeah, because what I'm thinking is there may be some weeks we just can't do it, and there may be a whole week out there working on everything to get done. If there's no hurry, I think we can get it done pretty quick. But if somebody just get with me and show me, maybe over there, show me exactly what it is we need done, we can probably do that.
Okay. And I don't mind getting it clear.
Okay.
We'll get it ready, because I'm ready to tell us what you just want to do. We need to go ahead and address this, but it's paying. Maintenance of the building is very important. We can do it for Christmas and stuff. We can close with labor flat tail and power wash.
Okay, yeah, let's get what you're doing.
We can do power wash as far as that goes. But
we've got a power wash and office.
See this as a motion on the future agenda, or do you want to make a motion here?
Well, I would need to look and see if we can do it. Okay. And if there's something that we cannot do, maybe bring that part. But I know the painting and the power washing and stuff like this, we can probably do that.
Okay, well, I don't have any motion made on this one. I'm going to I'm not going to table this one, having Richard Jones Construction do that. So we'll put it on the future agenda item under a different format if someone would like to do that. All right, I'm going to move on to item number eight, consider possibly approved revised subdivision regulations. It's been a while since we've dealt with these. We got past busy month of September, but I don't want this to be forgotten. I did submit this form that I'm holding in my hands here that I've given you a copy of to Walt Sears. You said you felt like they would pass for purposes of the state. I don't want to rush this today. If you have not had a chance to read every word here and compare it to any previous notes that you may have, I'm going to encourage you to table this and give it another couple of weeks, but I don't want to postpone it past a couple of more weeks. I'm going to let you address this. She's got a couple of comments about this and changes
several workshops. We've worked on it several different times. And it gets pretty confusing working with one set, going to another set, going to another set. I make notes of the last workshop. Now, you know, sometimes I'm marking my own opinion and sometimes I'm marking things we said and changes we made. But when I got this copy from Brian Lee, I was comparing it to the copy I made at the last workshop. And I showed a lot of changes, which I know were made because you were stating definite sentence structure and definite words. And somehow they're not in this set of plans. And Al can't find the ones that he used that we did at that workshop. So, you know, he's saying, I thought I got them all in this one, but maybe I didn't. So my point is, I think Brian's notes from the last workshop are going to be probably the best notes. And I would just like to make sure that the changes we made at that last workshop are in here, because I don't think they are. That was just my statement. But I saw changes I thought we made, and they're not in here. So I think somehow we need to look at it and compare it with Brian's notes, maybe.
Okay, well, this final edition was provided by Commissioner Riddle. Commissioner, is it possible that there's some changes that didn't get made and you want some additional time to go back to something else?
Yeah, I have some notes on my computer, cul-de-sacs and stuff. They're copies of your notes. There's other notes. There's other copies that you made, like one paragraph. And surely that we're changing this paragraph up. We get marked out if you said I was allowed to hold this paragraph. And you did. So if we put that, I have that. Now, anything else? And then some of the things that David has got or Ben Bain, actually all of the stuff concerning sexual consumers and stuff, and then we went through the whole that he really done the heavy lifting on this thing. I thought we could cover all the notes, but I guess that I think, you know, some of the things that she brought up to me, I can put the word minimum on the how deep the cover's got to be or what size. I just put the name, maybe left the word minimum off. I really don't think I did from the notes that they had. But I'd be willing to go over it and see. I'd probably like to.
Do you want to give him your notes so that he can look over that and see if that sounds familiar to him?
Yes, I'll be happy to give him mine. My point is that sometimes I might have been making my own observations.
That's right. It may be something that we ignore.
But I don't know if you get my yours, I feel most comfortable with yours. But yeah, I'll be happy to give him mine.
I'm going to make a motion that we table this for a couple of weeks. Any changes to this document that are made, I would ask Commissioner Riddle to bring those to our attention, maybe in red, make those, so you know what the final copy is going to say or what is proposed to say. Now, if y'all want to have another brief workshop, we can do that. What do you think would be best?
I think we're going to have to get together where everybody's on the same page. I second your motion.
That motion is second to table. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
When would you all be available this week or next week to go over this once more? Is your day bad for you?
I'll be available the rest of this week.
What about next week?
I should be.
Monday, do you be okay? I'll tell you what, I think I'll look my spirit off in a couple of days and times. We can look at the plan early next week.
I have some extra copies of someone more so.
Okay, item number 9 is consider and possibly approve the change order number 12 related to the FM 4000 project. This is a closeout adjustment and final balancing of project quantities. It is a large credit, which is a good thing. $497,000. This is the result of cost savings that were realized during the project. We had previously materials that were not used, that were not needed, and therefore we should not be paying for. And there's no surprises here, this is what we anticipated, we already told about this, anticipated credit, good news, so we just want to make this final closeout adjustment. Change order number 12, $497,052.56 related to that $4,000. Motion by Commissioner Fields. I'll second it, all those in favor, say aye. Opposed? Item number 10, consider it possibly allow the promoters of Robert Arvano Dog Fest to use the county annex, the corner, the vacant office that has no lights, no heat, no air, no electricity. The promoters still feel like that would be a benefit to them if they are allowed to use that vacant corner office for registration on Friday and Saturday, October 16 and 17. Would you all allow them to use that corner? Motion by Commissioner Hinton. Second by Commissioner Parker. All in favor, say aye. Item number 11, Item number 12, consider it possibly approved precinct 1, borrowing from general county fund to cover 2014-15 budget overruns. I'm going to let the rest of the commissioners, I'd sure like to hear about this, Commissioner Little.
We run over about $15,000. We got a road going 1612, kind of road. We had it designed to stop at certain parts. The road was soft, but we decided to line it up and put that vegetation down and extend it. And we bought more and took more material than we anticipated to finish up the section of road. So most travel road would be 1612 in the county. In my precinct.
Was this a planned overrun or an oversight?
They built the Harps Bluff, they widened the road, the contractors got on that road, and we could park all their heavy equipment and store it all. We had been patching, and it wouldn't hold, so we had to redo the base.
At what point did you know that your road was ready?
I had the base already down, about dusty, and we were.
Something that could have been dealt with before now.
We would have to buy extra coal, extra copper, asphalt. We bought about $30,000 for it. We had other areas we were taking in the budget that had money left over.
Now, this is obviously a rare situation. I'm just curious how you expected us to handle this.
Every year. I remember the first year I was in, we called a truck called McFeel did, and it was over there. That's
going to answer my question.
Very good.
No, it's very much my business, and it's very much the business of everyone in this room. We go through the budget process, and we come down to the very end, you vote no for the tax rate, you vote no for the budget, but at the last second, you slide in a $32,000 increase to your precinct budget.
What kind of increase?
$32,000.
$14,000.
No, sir. $32,000 is the amount of the increase for 2015-16 budget.
That last column?
Yes, that's where the, that's where I cut your salary.
That's my third pack, that's my salary.
Right.
When it's at $32,000, that's my salary.
That's right.
That's my salary.
That's correct. But you could present that as, you know, I'm going to lower my salary, lower my auto allowance, save money, reduce the tax rate. Well, now you've raised your budget right back up, where it's consistent with every budget of the other commission. There's no difference.
We didn't even want to discuss reducing spending during the budget here the last 2 years. So why should I be calling one?
Because that's the message that you preach day in and day out. Cut, 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 reduce, 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 lower the tax rate. You know, what you've done here isn't consistent with what we hear from you on a regular basis.
I made a mistake on that.
I'm past that. I'm going back to the increase in your budget. And I simply asked you if the increase in your budget was to help cover this $14,000 budget over.
That's right.
Yes.
And I would say if the increase in the budget was for, no.
I don't think one is related to the other. I think it's two different items. I think he just wanted to put the money back in his budget that he had cut out for his salary.
No. And my comment is that seems to be inconsistent with the message that you reach over and over, which is to cut in your ears. And now your budget is right back in line with every other budget. There's no difference. True?
No, it's not true.
Not true.
Not true.
Okay. Well, you know, we've had a lot.
My problem is that everybody talks about it, and we get all this false thing that we have to make our decisions and cut expenses. We don't have any expenses anywhere. We add everything. If you look at our payroll 6-7 years ago, look at our everything. We do everything. We just go on and on and on. So why is it one person? Why is it? There's not even sense in it. Because if you have more money, if I have to go spend the money, you're going to spend it. And you're going to spend it somewhere. We're going to have everything. And everybody gets everything they need, and nobody does. There's not a clerk. There's not a hand here that we can't make any way we can save money. But they're never discussed. When I bring them up in front of the commissioner's court, it would be silence. Nobody wants to even discuss how we might be able to save $3 here and there. But this is why. Why should we do it? Why should we all one person? If you're not even discussing saving money.
All right, well, there's your answer. There's your answer. It's an inconsistent message here. You've asked for additional money. You had an opportunity to, as you did before, to cut your budget. You did that. But yet this year, instead of retaining that savings in there, you asked for it to be raised right back up to what everybody
I've got the amount. It's, with the...
And you're right about $14,000.
Well, there's a few items on the, Abel's list that you're gonna approve, $1,293.20 more, so the actual number's $15,481.96.
$15,481.96. Will that be the amount that you'll make the bookkeeping entry to transfer?
Yes.
$15,481.96 is the amount we're in bar in general county, for precinct one, in terms of 2014-15 budget override. I'll make that motion. Second by Commissioner Fields, all in favor, say aye.
Wait a minute. That you're taking it down this year, but...
Well, what I'm gonna do is, we're gonna, for September 30th, keep it from showing negative, we're gonna borrow it at September 30th, but you're gonna pay it back.
Right.
Oh, right, you're gonna pay it up and back out this year's budget.
It's gonna be charged.
That's right.
It's not coming from extra money.
No.
It looks like...
No, that's right.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. It's just, it's...
Is it paid back?
Temporary.
It's the first...
Yes.
We have done that before. Yes, sir, we have done that before.
Yes, same guy.
It's just, we prefer not to do it that way, and I've talked to you about it, and I've talked to some of the others in the past, and I'm gonna just try, sometimes it's getting away in certain sense, but it's just a time deal. But it will affect your money for this year, because $15,000 of your money from this year is already spent.
Yeah, I understand, and I'm sure that your tax...
Yeah.
About half. Very clear.
Item number 14, consider possibly approved nominations to the Titus County Legislature Board of Directors. This is the opportunity... 13, did I skip one? Okay, and there is a mistake on there. Consider possibly approved precinct one, and should say precinct two, to sell surplus Alamo district in.
No, it's not.
That's right.
That's one. You're gonna write on your...
I saw it, and I got it, the same thing. That, they're not usable anymore, they're over $5, they're not fit for I have now. I think that's the same scenario.
You intend for this to be on a list for you?
No.
Well, I had asked her to put it up there, and I thought, Commissioner Rivers had put it up there, it is already approved, and I thought...
This piece of equipment for Commissioner Rivers was not already approved, so we're doing his part.
But I leave this on here for me, and I'll put that in the last meeting, whenever.
Right.
Same type, Alamo district, yeah.
The reason we didn't put both of them on the same time is the company that does it, sell it for us, and it's better if you don't sell two of the same things.
And I'm gonna sell that more in the spring time.
Are you gonna let it spring?
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and put it on there, get it approved to sale, because we can't use the precinct for it.
Okay, so it's correct as a stand. Consider possibly approved precinct one, to sell surplus Alamo district in.
Make a motion.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton. Second by Commissioner Parker, all in favor of approval of the sale, say aye. Is this something we can put on the auction, that's what it sells?
Yes.
Item 14, consider possibly approved nominations to the Titus County Appraisal District Board of Managers. This is the time when we simply make nominations to the list, who will vote here in December for the five individuals that will go on the appraisal district board. Let me refresh your memory, who is currently serving on that board? We've got David Smith, Mike Reynolds, Bobby Carr, Ezell McGill, and David Ryder. I just was notified Thursday by Geraldine that David Smith, who is, Preford's Chief Financial Officer, has asked to be removed from the nominees list. He simply did not commit to another, term on this board, so it's not gonna be considered. Let me tell you who the current nominees are. At this point, these include names that were provided by other taxing entities. All of the existing five were renominated, plus the addition of these names. Chuck Barco, Robert Hollis, and Craig Ingram. if you don't add any, if you don't make any nominations, these nominations are made. So it would only be anybody over and above this, unless you just want to start, this list here. I don't know who made these nominations on those new names, no. Let me ask this, does anybody have additional names that they would like to add? What about this? I'll make a motion that Titus County does not have additional nominations over and above the current list of nominees. Second that. Second by Commissioner Fields, all in favor of confirming this list of nominees, Chuck Marco, David Ryder, Robert Hollis, Craig Ingram, Ethel McGill, Bobby Parr, Mike Reynolds, and David Smith. We do not have any additional names to add. All in favor, say aye.
I don't think that's a vote.
Again, this is not a vote. We will not vote until next month. This is only nominations to the list. So there will be plenty of time for inquiry and discussion before we cast our votes. And those votes are on a weighted basis depending upon the number of votes that each taxing entity has. Item number 15, consider possibly approved travel and seminar. First few here, consider we've got a request to send Mike Garcia, Lieutenant, to second annual mental health conference in Montgomery, Texas. This is optional training, the 26th, 7th, 8th, and 9th of October. They'll travel on the 26th and 29th, $225 registration, $140 worth of meals, $393 in hotel, and total $758 at no cost to the county, which is paid for with the SCAPP grant. Second request by the sheriff to send Ginger Brown, communications supervisor, to Texas Crime Information Center Terminal Agency Coordinator class. This is entire optional training on the 28th of this month. $20 meal allowance plus fuel. Third request of sheriff is to send Ed Conrad, corrections officer, to basic county corrections force. In fact, I've got two of these, Laura Nobles and Ed Conrad. That will be in Tyler, the 5th of November through the 20th of November. There's $180 registration plus $30 test fee for each of these. Total meal cost, $20 per day, $240 for a total expense of $450 plus fuel. And that will be times two for Evan Conrad and for Laura Nobles. The sheriff also would like to send Scott Wiley, Sergeant Investigator, to Texas Sex Offender Registration Conference. That will be in Galveston on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of November. Travel on the 16th and 19th. Total meal cost, $160, $255 worth of hotel, plus gasoline. The total cost, $415. Plus gas to get down there back to Galveston. Next request is Deborah Addison, District Clerk, would like to attend the 2016 County and District Clerks Association Conference in San Marcos. This is mandatory training. January 18, 19, 2021, will travel on the 17th and the 21st. Registration cost, $180. Total deal cost, to be $180. Hotel, $800.50, taking a personal vehicle, 691 miles. 2015 through 2018 of next year, travel on the same days, registration cost of $150. She says, please be advised, this is for training registration only. I'll turn in the rest when I know I can accept it to the Rock Falls School. That's all I have. Motion by Commissioner Carter, second by Commissioner Kent, all in favor, say aye. Item number 16, approve all of the reports. Motion by Commissioner Kent for approval. Second by Commissioner Parker, all in favor, say aye. Item number 17, consider possible approval. Motion by Commissioner Kent. Second by Commissioner Parker, all in favor, approve, say aye. Item number 18, approve budget amendments.
Judge, I have three. These are the three amendments to this year's budget. I'll prove the board whether that budget. First, they just put $91,730 in there for the addition $5,000 contract. Two is the addition of $32,000 in precinct one. Put the money back. Third is just a line of changes that precinct two, which is not enough to pay.
Okay, no, anybody, plus for this is in the new year.
I'll pay for the new year.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton for approval of these two budget amendments. Second by Commissioner Parker, all in favor, say aye. Item number 19, signed pay orders and approved payments. Motion by Commissioner Hinton. Second by Commissioner Fields, all in favor of approval, signed pay orders and approved payments, say aye. Item number 20, closing comments. You recall that we approved the notification system, and we are in process of gathering the information to enable them to program that equipment properly. Carolyn, my assistant, has sent out emails to all department heads encouraging as many employees as we can possibly get to provide us with a cell phone number that would be used to send out an email text message anytime one of these buttons goes off. shelter, safety, locker doors, turn off the lights. So we've got about 60 responses, I think, 60 cell phone numbers. We won't be publishing these cell phone numbers anywhere, but if you all would have encouraged any of your employees to join up with this, we can get nearly full county coverage so that everyone is aware of this notification would be great. They'll be here next week to begin the programming and installation of that new can weapon system. That's all I've got, Commissioner Earl. Any closing comments?
Yeah, I just wanted to make clear that the budget you passed for even in the very beginning, the first couple of years, and my full salary in there in the budget, and this is the same as the other side, other commissioners. This is the first year, last year, this year, that the commission has less, 2015, 2016. Second, we all had we call it contingency. We have a large amount of money left over. My friend Jock, he put $200,000 in left over. We have $137,000 left over the year before. So to get the payment of about a few little cents, and we deal with those kind of dollars in contingency funds, Mr. Commissioner, you were all there, the rest of us had some last year. I have $237,000 left over. So to do this, and I know the judge needs to make political statements every now and then, and that was merely a political statement to him and bring that up. That's been, in my opinion.
One thing I have, I'll start the 16th to the 24th. Remind everybody about the Jam Fest at County Park. Not been to one of those, so you think really a lot of fun, a lot of good food and entertainment, and it's free. That's the best thing about it. We want to encourage everybody to get an opportunity. Looks like it's going to be a perfect weekend for this. You get a little cooler, not so hot. I think it's Saturday, you're going to get down in the 80s. But if you've not been to one of those things, please go. I think you'll really enjoy it. No cost. The whole family, I think, will really enjoy it. And then we start at 16th.